Also, in a moment, I want to go into bat for the Geelong Football Club. But before I do that, do you work with someone who is incompetent? Now, I've had the pleasure of working here at 3AW for over 20 years, and let's just say previous management teams have made some decisions that I've just looked at with raised eyebrows and said, why on earth did you do that? Anyway, the Australian Human Resources Institute says 20% of workers are not proficient in their role. Now, it's always amazed me how someone can be incompetent yet keep their job, but it happens all the time. So if you work alongside someone who is basically pretty hopeless, I want to hear from you. 133693, mornings at 3aw.com.au. Now, the Geelong Football Club. I want to go into bat for Geelong. I have no great love for the Geelong Football Club, but yesterday there was, I would almost call it a pile-on against Geelong. Now, I listened to Jackie Felgate hosting the Drive program, and Mark Allen came on and gave an impassioned, you know, attack on the government because the government's cutting cancer research funding. And he's right to do that. I mean, it's a stupid decision. They're cutting, you know, the best part of $20 to $25 million from cancer funding, and this is vital research. And yet somehow the fact that the government is still paying for a new scoreboard at Cadinia Park, the two things have been put together as though Geelong is somehow responsible because it's getting a new scoreboard for the cut in cancer funding. And I've got a ton of emails about this. You know, Deb says, Tom, can you look into this new scoreboard that Geelong is getting? What is this about? Michael says, how is funding a scoreboard for the Geelong Footy Club? How does that trump funding for cancer research? Let's just be clear on this. The decision to cut the cancer funding and yet still fund the Geelong Football Club's new scoreboard is not the fault of the Geelong Football Club. I heard listeners yesterday who were Geelong members saying they were going to tear up their memberships. They were so angry at their own club. It is not Geelong's fault. It is the state government's fault. It is Jacinta Allen and the Treasurer Tim Pallas and all the other senior ministers. They've gone through the expenditure line by line by line, and they have said, you know what, we will cut cancer research funding, but because it will win its votes down in Geelong, we will still fund a new scoreboard for the Geelong Football Club. It is not the cat's fault. It is the state government's fault. If you are angry about these weird priorities in spending, and you should be, I mean, I am, and everybody else around here is, direct your ire not at the Geelong Football Club, but at the state government.